We're really excited about undertaking the first of our reconfigurations today. It's been quite a significant investment in the Brisbane facility. There's 200 engineers who will be working on this program, 500 total in the facility. And we're also working with 30 new apprentices for this program. So they were really excited. We're really excited. It's been quite a long time coming. But first aircraft we should have out of the hangar in December.
Now, tell me a little bit more about this program, the refresh that's happening, the A330s. I mean, how long do you think it'll take for each aircraft to be refurbished?
Each aircraft will be in and out of a hangar in approximately 30 days. That varies slightly from aircraft to aircraft. Some of them are attached to other maintenance activities, but for the embodiment itself, for this refresh, about 30 days. We're just really proud of the product, not just in business, but also in economy. So, you know, we're really confident that every traveller on these aircraft, whether it's on flights, you know, from Brisbane to Perth, for example, or up into Asia, we're confident that it's the best product out there. We've spent a lot of time making the privacy be optimised. We're working on having the only seat that ideally certified that will allow a deep recline for taxi takeoff and landing. We've got really big consoles on our business suite so that no matter how our customers are wanting to travel, there's lots of workspace and lots of entertainment space, lots of privacy, lots of comfort. We've had even quite a few hundred people help us with some ergonomic studies. So lots of people sleeping in these suites throughout their development time to make sure that what we put in the air we can be absolutely confident is the best.
Phil, how do you get a job like that, to actually be allowed and be paid to sleep on the job like that?
You just have to be an average style human. So we need to make sure that we test with people who are indicative of our various travellers. So as long as customers meet that those parameters, they're welcome into the study. But a lot of them, actually, we take from engineering students in various universities, and they're really keen to participate because they get to sort of reconcile ergonomic development and industrial design with structural engineering and aeronautical engineering. So it's a lot of fun for them, and it complements some of their studies.